Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friends, welcome to the show. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I am so freaking excited for this week. We are headed to Puerto Vallarta. And this is my first international trip. I know that is really sad to say, but there's a lot of firsts on this trip. It's my first trip to Mexico, first international, first time flying in first class, and the first time at an all-inclusive. And I'm 33 years old, and I'm just now doing this, and my two-year-old is going to experience all of the same things, which is just absolutely wild to think about. I am so grateful that I discovered Travel Points and now that I'm able to do all of these things, but I'm even more grateful that my two-year-old is never going to not know what it feels like to be able to not travel. She's always going to be able to go wherever she wants and fly how she wants and travel how she wants and not have to worry about how much it costs her. She's never going to feel restricted by travel budgets or any of that. And it just makes me so freaking grateful for what I have given her through my knowledge. And yeah, we're just really excited to go on this trip. It's gonna be so much fun. Definitely follow along on Instagram to see all of the behind the scenes and pictures. Follow me over at Points to Paradise. And then I'll definitely do an episode on destination day for Puerto Vallarta. But today we're talking about cruise ships with points. This has been a highly requested topic. I get messages all the time from you guys asking about how do I go on cruises using points, because it's not as easy to do that as it is to book hotels and airlines. So it is possible, but do know that it does take a lot of strategy and a lot of planning ahead of time and really working towards that goal of going on a cruise ship if that is something that interests you. So we're going to talk kind of three different ways today on how you can start earning points for cruise ships. There are a lot of different ways. These are really kind of my top three, but there's tons of stuff that goes into cruise ships. So if this is something that interests you, I obviously can't go into full depth on a podcast episode, but I actually just did a training inside the Travel Tribe membership. I think it was last month. And when you join, it is only $27 a month. Very easy access for you to get started in the travel points world. We do trainings every month. And when you join, you get access to all the trainings that I've ever done inside of the membership. So you can get the full access training on cruise ships. We've done all kinds of things like planning dream trips to Bali. We've done cruise ships. We've done vacation homes, Airbnbs, all kinds of different things. It's really based on what the students are wanting. We do live question and answer once in a while. So definitely go ahead and join. It is such an amazing group of women inside of the Travel Tribe. So let's get started. The first way that we're going to talk about is travel portals. So with the banks, Chase, American Express, these are really going to be your two that have a great travel portal for cruise ships. Just like using the travel portal for anything, you can book rental cars, you can book hotels, you can book airlines, but know that when you're using the travel portal, you're getting a fixed value for your points. So when you transfer your points out to, let's say, hotels and airlines, your valuation for those points is going to fluctuate based on the cash price of that flight or that hotel. So you can sometimes double or triple your points value of what it would have cost you in cash with transferring. But within the travel portal, it's going to be at a fixed rate. So your amount of points are going to be worth a certain amount of dollars within the travel portal. So do know that. But if going on a cruise ship is something that is important to you and you're going to get value out of using your points that way, don't worry about the exact valuation of your points, because whatever you want to do for you and your family and your travel goals, that's what's important. So use your points however you want, regardless of how anybody tells you how to use them. So when you use the travel portal, American Express is a lot easier. You just go into the travel portal and you're going to type in cruise ships or Carnival Cruise or whatever you're looking for, just like you would search anything else, and it will show you the cash value in there, and then you can go through and explore all the different options and book. With Chase, they won't show you anything in the travel portal. It will say explore cruises and you have to call the Chase number to book it. So if you're wanting to use your Chase points for this, you can go to like carnivalcruise.com and look at all of your options, find the cruise that you want, the time that you want, the number of days, and then you would call Chase to book it directly with them with your points, and they would do it over the phone and then deduct your points from the travel portal of your Chase Bank. So those are really the two top ways to do it, through the travel portal directly with your Chase points or your American Express points. There are another way that you can do it using airline miles, which I didn't even know about this. I discovered this when I was putting the presentation together, that there are three airlines that you can use to book your cruise ships using airline miles. So this is really actually kind of genius, and I didn't realize you could even do this. So the three airlines are American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and United Airlines. So all three of these have basically a cruise ship portal that you can use your miles instead of booking a flight to book a cruise ship. And so looking on them, American Airlines, do keep in mind that there's no bank that transfers to American Airlines. So to earn those miles, you have to have a co-branded American Airlines card versus Delta or United, where you can transfer from the bank. So it's nice to be able to have, like, let's say you had Chase points and you were looking through the travel portal and you didn't really find anything that was good value. So maybe then you decided to transfer them to United and book it through United or whatever. So that's the power of having flexible points, because you have a few different options that you can do it. So looking in United's portal, I just went ahead and looked up what an average cruise would cost because I was curious. And I found a Carnival cruise. It was 4 nights to the Bahamas. And the basic package was $309, so $77 a night, which I thought was actually a heck of a deal. So that's if you were paying cash. If you were to book it with points for 4 nights to the Bahamas, it would be a total of a little over 44,000 points, which comes out to 11,000 miles per night, which I think is a really, really good deal. Some may not agree with me on this, but 11,000 miles a night when a lot of hotels are 20 to 100,000 points per night. Granted, there are airline miles, they're different points, but I think for 44,000 points, yeah, it's only $300 that you're saving. So the valuation of cash isn't the greatest. But again, if booking a cruise ship on points is something that you want to do and you want to go for free, I think it's a great way to use your points. So definitely keep it in mind. They had all different variations of lengths of time, of different cruise ships, of different locations, lots of options. I also didn't realize how many cruise ship brands there are. There are tons and tons. So whether you're wanting to go to the Bahamas or Mexico or Alaska or Greece, there's so many different options for you and lots of different ways that you can earn your points. The last way, third way that I'm going to tell you how you can use your points is the way I think is the greatest idea. It's Capital One. So Capital One Venture miles are really, really flexible. These are the points that you can use on any travel expense. Again, it's going to be at a fixed rate, which is not the greatest, but when you're booking cruise ships, there's really no workaround on the fixed rates. So Capital One miles, if you had, let's just say 60,000 points in your Capital One account, that is equivalent to $600. 70,000 points, $700. So that's going to be the fixed rate. You're never going to get more value out of that. But you can use that card to pay for any travel purchase. So rental cars, Airbnbs, Disney tickets when done correctly, cruise ships, any of that is going to code as travel on your credit card statement. And then with your Capital One points, you can erase that purchase. So this is the great thing about Capital One is you have ways to transfer them out to partners, just like all the other banks. You have a travel portal, which you can use them for. And then you can also just use them as a fixed rate to erase your travel purchases. So there's a lot of great ways you can do it. Yes, you're going to get more value if you transfer those points out to hotels and airlines, but I like the flexibility that you can use it to really erase any sort of travel purchase, which cruise ships would be one. The other great thing about using Capital One Miles is you aren't set to what is just within that travel portal. So if you're going with Chase Bank or one of the airlines, you're fixed in on that travel portal, and what they have in there is what you're going to get. There's no different in value. There's no finding more options. When you have Capital One, you can personally go out and find the cruise ships that you want to go on. You can find the sales and the deals. So if Carnival Cruise has a crazy deal or sale going on, that would be the time that you would make that purchase on your Capital One Venture or Venture X card, get that at a heck of a deal, and then be able to erase that purchase. So you're going to be saving points while also saving money using your travel points. So I think Capital One is really the way to go. It's a great way to have flexibility with your points. But again, make sure that you have it as coding as travel. So like, for example, if you went straight to Disney and bought your Disney tickets, it's actually going to code as entertainment. And so you have to find travel agents or other websites that are going to code as travel. And that is key. But with cruise ships, for the most part, they're always going to code as travel. So you won't have to worry about that. Once you make that purchase on your card, you will then log into your Capital One account and you will find all the different ways that you can use your points. It'll say transfer, redeem for cash, book a trip. You're going to go to the section that says cover your purchases. You'll click on that and then it will pull up all of the purchases that code as travel that you could erase from your credit card statement. You then just select it and then it pays it and deducts it from your statement and then removes the points from your account. So it's a really simple process. It's a really easy, like, beginner-friendly process for cruise ships. And I just really like it because you can find those deals and those sales when the cruise lines have them and just have more flexibility in saving money and saving points. So those are really the top three ways. Like I said, there's lots of other ways that I discuss in the training. Like Marriott has a program. There's co-branded cruise ship cards. There's a lot of different ways that you can do this. These are just kind of the top three that I would recommend or suggest if you're getting started. Again, for some of these cruise ships, depending on the cash price, you're going to need to rack up a lot of points. Also, depending on how long you're going to go on this cruise, most people like to go for at least a week. So definitely plan ahead, come up with a good strategy, and start racking up those specific points that you need. Get your husband on board, use referral links, all of the things so that you can take a cruise for really free. You won't really have to pay anything because you'll have your cruise ship paid for. And then again, if you're flying out of like a certain, or you're taking off from a certain port from the cruise ship, definitely think about your points for your flights as well to get there so that you really do have an entirely practically free trip on your cruise ship. So think about flights also when you're booking your cruise lines. So I hope this was helpful. If this is something that you really are interested or you're just needing help really figuring out the whole points strategy, the points game, wanting to book a vacation and get this all, just some help and some resources, definitely come inside the Travel Tribe membership. We have over 10 guides that you can go through. There's credit card strategy planning worksheets, trip planning worksheets. You get to ask in real time questions, get help with your planning, and get to learn from everybody else that's inside the membership as well. So definitely follow along as we're in Mexico, and I will catch you guys next week when we get back. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.